on a scale of 0 to 10,
mm-hmm.
where 0 is a very relaxed, extremely relaxed state, the most relaxed you could be, like lying on the beach on the vacation, not worrying about anything.
Yeah.
And 10 is where you're literally being chased by a lion. You're trying to survive, right? Yes. You're trying to live. So anywhere, like our ENS, autonomic nervous system, is constantly monitoring the status of our body based on the sensory input. And that might, and this, it's apart from the sensory input, there's also what we think. We might be creating situations in our own head without them playing out in the real world.
And actually that's happening either consciously or unconsciously.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode. So today we're going to talk about the nervous system and how it's always overlooked. In a way, it's not really paid attention, because things that are generally paid attention to is, I have a thyroid issue, I have type 2 diabetes, I have autoimmunity, joint pain, whatever it may be, right? So optimizing the nervous system is really, really important. So just quickly, a gist of what's coming up today. We're going to briefly talk about the nervous system, its functions. Functions as in not being very scientific, but giving you more of an understanding of why it's so important, right? Just a gist. Then we'll be moving on to some actions. Actions you can take on your part to improve and to improve your nervous system health, so that you can optimize your overall well-being, which is directly correlated with nervous system, especially the autonomic nervous system. And we'll be talking about different aspects of this, but we'll keep it really simple, we promise you, so that you can follow these things and start improving your life. Okay.
Yeah, but I think let's start with a little brief introduction.
Yeah.
Like, why nervous system?
Right. So basically, let's start by autonomic nervous system.
Yeah.
The autonomic nervous system can be divided into three parts, which is the sympathetic, the parasympathetic, and the enteric nervous system.
Yeah.
And the enteric nervous system is actually what innervates the gut. And you'll be surprised to know that it has more neurons, basically nerve cells, that it, you know, in the gut, which even when compared to the spinal cord, right? And this kind of information that we are giving you today, and also what's there in the alternate medicine field, is fairly new. You know, this knowledge, or upgraded knowledge, I'd say, about the autonomic nervous system has been around only since 1995. And so the nerves, they innervate every muscle in our body.
That's true. Smooth and skeletal both.
Exactly. And so, and it there is an afferent part and efferent part. The afferent part is wherein,
it's from the gut to the brain. It's communicating from the gut to the brain. The nerve cells are signaling, and the efferent is and afferent is 80% what our gut is
sending.
Yeah, sending basically.
And not just the gut, but any organ or tissue.
Yeah.
Muscle as well.
Exactly. And 20% is what's going from the brain to the other parts of the body through the nerves.
Right. And the reason why it's this way is because, especially speaking of the sympathetic nervous system, which is designed to help our body with external environment, like basically to survive.
Yeah.
Because the sympathetic, the nervous system is connected to our flight and fight mode, which is where the blood is, I mean, in short and simple words, where the blood, where all the energy and the blood circulation, everything is concentrated towards the extremities away from the core where all our organs lie.
Yeah.
Right. So by default, we have been designed as creatures for survival. Right. And so this is and 80%, if I haven't mentioned it already, of all the signals is N20. Right. So
especially that's what happens in the gut.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And any illness one might have is accompanied by local changes in the autonomic nervous system. Autonomic is, of course, as we spoke about, the main one, which is not in our control.
Yeah.
Right. That's the reason why autonomic kind of the name says it all. So if there's an inflammation in a joint, let's say, and the sympathetic nervous system will tend to overreact in these areas, creating a stress response that sends the messages to the brain. So every tissue in the body provides signals to the brain 24/7 regarding its status. And it does so by the ANS. So the brain can keep receiving the signal. And I think in the 90s, or not sure when, but ages ago, there was a physicist, a German physicist, who also kind of quoted that there is no illness without the autonomic nervous system being functional first. So technically, in short, as long as the organs and tissues are getting the proper signals from the brain, it's going to be healthy. And the way that happens is via the nervous system.
Yeah.
So that's why caring for your nervous system, the health of your nervous system on the physical level, is really important. And today we are not going to get into the connection of the nervous system to our energetic body.
Yeah.
Because as you all know, the nervous system creates charges, right? And again, this is again correlated with our mineral balance as well.
Yeah. But then again, our nervous system is also like a bridge between our inner and outer world, right?
That's true.
Right. Because all our thoughts, beliefs, our values, everything is are basically our worldview.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is so much connected and determining factor for the health of our nervous system.
Exactly.
And to simply put, is like if we are cultivating a positive mindset or a negative mindset,
that's true.
That really determines, radically determines the health of our nervous system.
And the way it does that is by our senses.
Yeah.
What you see, what you smell, what you hear. Like, let's say you're walking in an alley at night and you suddenly hear a sound which is quite unexpected. Suddenly your autonomic nervous system is going to be like in the flight and fight mode, suddenly shift. And on that note, I just want to mention that think of this to make it easier for you all. Think of our, on a scale of 0 to 10,
mm-hmm.
where 0 is a very relaxed, extremely relaxed state, the most relaxed you could be, like lying on the beach on the vacation, not worrying about anything.
Yeah.
And 10 is where you're literally being chased by a lion. You're trying to survive, right?
Yes.
You're trying to live. So anywhere, like our ANS, autonomic nervous system, is constantly monitoring the status of our body based on the sensory input. And that might, and this, it's apart from the sensory input, there's also what we think.
Completely.
We might be creating situations in our own head without them playing out in the real world.
And actually that's happening either consciously or unconsciously. And also it's because of our upbringing.
That's true.
There's so many factors involved, like with our own values, as I just mentioned, and also with our own memories, our conditioning patterns, our projections, our dreams, everything of that really impacts our nervous system.
And you know what? Let me give you an interesting fact.
Yeah.
When a baby is really small, between 0 and 3 years or more or less,
yeah,
it is completely in the theta state, the brainwave state. So what happens is, in this state, you're constantly absorbing everything. So in hypnosis, what happens is, when a person, or hypnosis or theta therapy, or there are a lot of names for it,
mm-hmm.
when a person enters that brainwave state, which is almost the state which is a dreamlike state between sleep and wakefulness, the person is really responsive. So you can imagine that a small child is absorbing all the things around it without really being able to think. right? It's like an empty vessel. And then as a child starts growing up, post that, the second phase of the child is when the child is mostly operating out of the alpha level.
Yeah.
Right. So still it's in a more suggestible state. And then slowly as we grow up, we start shifting. And during these formative years, because we are like a sponge, like mm-hmm. when the child is really small, it's like can literally it's absorbing every little detail.
Yeah.
And slowly, enter our teenage and early younger years, we are still absorbing a lot of, and this is forming our belief system. And it's forming the basis of which thoughts are generated.
Yeah, exactly. Our thoughts, feelings, emotions,
yeah.
everything
and
is
we,
sort of coming from our unconscious beliefs.
Yeah. And the nervous system can also be kind of tied down with the brainwave.
Yeah.
So if you're always in a flight and fight mode in the sympathetic dominant state or in a sympathetic state, you're always going to be in the beta brainwave state.
Yeah.
Right. And as you go into more and more relaxation on that scale of 0 to 10, as you start reducing and going down, you will eventually go to alpha and like even more relaxed than I would say minus outside yeah. that scale when you're almost like in a sleep state. You start going more and more deeper. And then when you think about that, mm-hmm. then you can think about other, like we can go more esoteric and talk about dimensions and stuff like that. But yeah, it's not, today's episode is not for that.
Yeah. I think you gave a pretty good gist mm-hmm. about all these things. And it's a very good segue to also get into tissue states, because as herbalists, that's what we do. That's what our job is to look at the tissue state, that how the nervous system is getting impacted.
Yeah.
And the first one, the very first one being, and the most important is wind tension tissue state. In this, where the tissues are very constricted, and very toned, sort of puckered up. And in this tissue state, people can actually suffer from things like twitching, spasming, and even intermittent responses, just like, for example, you're having diarrhea or constipation. So there's no, it's a timing misfit sort of a thing
mm-hmm.
and a mistiming. And even if you know that the tension is actually in the blood vessels, in your muscles, in the skin, it's all coming back to the nervous system innovation.
Yeah.
That you just mentioned before.
Exactly. And on that note, maybe not really directly related, but I'm just recollecting stuff.
Yeah.
So let's say we are on the higher level on that scale of 0 to 10, where yeah. we are more, it's not black and white. Okay. It's not like you're either stressed or not stressed. You're always somewhere in between that scale. So let's say on the second half of the scale, the higher part. So your muscles start pre-contracting
mm-hmm.
Without us realizing, because it wants to survive. That's what the body knows. It's made for survival. It's designed for survival. So when your muscles are pre-contracted, you tend to you can more easily get into a very like physical action.
Okay.
A more explosive physical action. Like if you want to run, you want to jump,
yeah.
you can do all of those things more easier. Then think about it. When you just wake up from sleep, you're very relaxed. Can you even think about jumping? Of course not, right? So yeah, that's one thing I want to add.
Yeah, and from there, actually, that ties very well to another tissue state, which is heat excitation.
Mm.
Because then again, in this tissue state, we also look at the excess of sympathetic nervous system.
I thought so. It sounded
yeah.
that way.
And here we feel like a lot of burning, and or someone is getting very angry or frustrated. And they're also dealing with other nervous issues like twitching or spasming as well. So I think it's also where people are a lot of burned out. But they are still, you know, trying to go along with the stress
yeah.
and trying to manage it. So I think herbs like skullcap or motherwort is amazing over here.
Yeah.
Because they are cooling bitters or nervines, and they can really help person calm down.
So you mean people who have been in this state for a very long time, chronic stress state.
Exactly. And
where the adrenals are completely washed out.
Yes, in a way, yes.
Okay.
And the other one, just the opposite of that, is cold depression tissue state, where there is lack of, in this one, in the heat excitation, there is more nerve firing.
Hmm.
But in the cold depression one, there is lack of nerve function.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, people can experience something like clouded thinking, or they have, because all the blood is also shunted to the digestive core.
Yeah.
So there's also increase of appetite, there's weight gain. So that's called like a cold depressive tissue state, where things are not working well.
Yeah. And for those of you who are having a hard time understanding this, let me just give you a small example of what she's saying. So let's say that a person is in a state of sympathetic dominant state chronically.
This
so moment, it's going to start shifting
exactly.
The hormones.
Yeah.
Your insulin, of course, it will result in the breakdown of glycogen, muscle glycogen,
yeah.
Because the body is in a fight or flight state. So it needs to be in that that state, the muscle state, which is pre-contracted. I mean, I just kind of skipped my mind for a sec. So in a pre-contracted state, muscle needs to be, so it needs a little energy, right? So
yeah.
It needs to break down the glucose, yeah. the glycogen, and it needs to be ready with it if you need to run.
Mm-hmm.
So high blood glucose, the insulin, more insulin requirement, and with more insulin requirement, the other hormones start shifting. If it's in a chronic way, like our estrogen, testosterone, everything
yeah.
starts going haywire. And so that's what she said in the previous one, where she said it was more
heat excitation.
So that means there's a lot of the action of the adrenals which are taking
yeah.
place. And then over time, it's kind of really affecting them.
Yes.
And that was the previous one. And then now you said about the, which state did you just mention?
Cold depression. And in this one, it's mostly like a type 2 diabetes.
Yeah. So you see how this is kind of now connecting.
Yeah. So obviously, I mean, there's a lot of correlation if you go back and forth with the tissue states, and because then again, you have to adjust the herbs according to the energetics and what the person is facing at the moment.
Yeah.
And the last one is actually dry atrophied tissue state, where now our nerves, they do need oils, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And also the myelin sheathing
mm-hmm.
along with that.
Yeah.
And of course, lecithin is amazing for that, to build it up. But it's to also facilitate the nerve signaling, the conduction of the nerves and of the nerve signaling. So if we are deficient in those oils,
mm-hmm.
nerve function can become suppressed.
Exactly.
Be suppressed.
So now we are like more switching into the solutions. And
yeah,
as Julie mentioned, fats,
yeah.
oils.
And this is more prominent in cases like multiple sclerosis or Lyme disease, where degenerative nervous tissue, like, you know, there's a more degeneration
yeah.
of your nerves.
So all this while we have been told in the conventional model not to consume fats. Fats are bad. They cause heart disease. All that. That's old Stone Age information, to be very frank about it. We have done episodes on fats and cholesterol and all those things. But in short, you really need to consume fats from natural sources, not processed fats, of course.
And also certain herbs are great for that. For example, milky oats or lion's mane mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
Regenerate the myelin sheath
okay.
Over the nerves. So that's great.
So before you get on to using these herbs and even the mushroom, especially if you're having immune-related issues or you're consuming prescribed medication, then it's highly recommended that, I mean, not highly recommended, it's compulsory that you please look this up, do your own due diligence or talk to your healthcare provider before you take any of these supplements.
Yeah.
These are just general recommendations.
Yeah, because then again, we are trying to tie everything together.
Yeah.
And sort of making like a story and making it easier for y'all to understand, because nervous system can be a difficult topic to talk about.
Exactly. And since we also talk about charges without going too much in depth in this episode, that the nervous system does create charges, you know, electric. That's how it works, you know, the electric charges.
Exactly. That's the one where dry atrophy tissue state comes into the picture. Yeah.
Right. So here we really need to look into mineral balance, because even when it comes to charges, your sodium, potassium, calcium, and all those things, magnesium, they're really necessary for the nerves and the muscles to function well.
Yeah.
So,
because the nerve signaling is happening in from the heart, from nerves to other cells of the body.
So for those of you who are having filtered water and who are not, especially the reverse osmosis, via the reverse osmosis filtration system, it's highly recommended to re-add the minerals back, or at least add a pinch of Himalayan pink salt or any Celtic salt or any salt which is naturally derived to your, every time you have water, just a pinch. You can also focus on, you can have coconut oil, coconut water, sorry. And definitely
even coconut oil.
Coconut oil, of course, fats.
It has MCT in it, so even that's great.
That's great for the, and by the way, especially for the people who have type 2 diabetes, coconut oil is the best, because usually they all face problems, issues with energy. They are very fatigued, and the coconut oil can be quickly broken down and used up by the body with least amount of processes.
Yeah, and also with neuropathy.
Yeah, so
it's also a problem with diabetics.
If you are suffering from type 2 diabetes, do consider shifting to coconut oil. If you have problems with the odor and the taste, then you can go for extra virgin coconut oil. It's much more lighter, and I think for most of y'all, it won't be a problem. And for those of you who have a slight issue with this, you'll quickly get used to it within a week.
Yeah, we also cook our Chinese food in coconut oil, and it really tastes very well.
Yeah, exactly. So, moving on from there, apart from the minerals, then we come to, because of course, because of the charges that are created by the nervous system, we do have the electric field around our body. And this is definitely affected by, in very simple words, the electromagnetic fields, which is, as I mentioned earlier, it's not a bad thing. There is native and non-native, and native is what we have from our cosmos, our stars, planets, and all these things, and of course from the earth. It's like the positive negative charge, and we are like batteries, and we need to charge ourselves, we need to get ourselves charged. So for that, things like the practices like grounding, to walk barefoot on the soil, not on the streets, on earth,
gentle walks
on the sand near the beach. And all these things do really help, you know. And even it's always recommended to keep your cell phones away from you.
Yeah.
Try and not keep it on yourself wherever possible. To always take a break from your screens if you've been working for too long. And if you... especially the Wi-Fi, you should turn it off at night. Small practices, you know, and
having a salt lamp in your home.
Definitely.
That's amazing as well.
That's amazing. And even indoor plants.
Yeah.
Because they also help, especially cactuses, you know, the small cactuses, you can have a lot of them at home. I mean, indoor plants, not just cactuses in general, but they also help absorb these non-native EMF, without getting into the very sciencey details of how that happens.
Yeah. But you've also done a podcast, right?
Sorry?
You've also done a podcast. A podcast episode, yeah.
I think so. And if not, we'll always do it. That's not a problem.
We've got a list of health topic that we need.
We have a blog list, indeed.
We need to cover.
Yeah, and as Yui mentioned, just struck me, eggs, I think the yolks, I think in the conventional world also, you know, a lot of people are focusing more on just the albumin of the egg and you know, to consuming a lot of them just for the purpose of protein and stuff. So it's always the egg is the yellow, the yolk is the most nutritious part of the egg.
Yeah.
And
in fact, there's a recipe. It's like you've got to have for 3 days, you can do the small diet where you use cottage cheese and just put in one yellow of the egg so that it helps to emulsify everything together, the fats, and then you can have that for 3 days, around 500 grams or so. But then again, it's for nerve regeneration and for the nervous system health. And if someone needs that recipe, please, you all can always write to me.
Exactly. And apart from that, there's another very important point that we need to keep in mind when it comes to the nervous system is your emotions. What do you think? Because as we previously mentioned, that it's not always the environment that you're living in that shapes the health of the nervous system, although it does, of course, you know, when we talk about toxins and all, we haven't gotten to that, but it's also your internal environment, as I think you did mention in the beginning.
Yeah.
So if you are in a stress state, if you are overthinking, ruminating about the past or being stressed about the future and having all those sorts of negative emotions, you should definitely consider doing something about it. In terms of, there are so many tools out there. You can do journaling, self-hypnosis, meditation.
Somatic massage.
Breathing techniques are there. Tapping is there. Yeah. And there are a lot of things out there. Eventually, we'll be covering all these things on the upcoming episodes. But you can always find this information is, thankfully, I appreciate the time we live in, because consider down in the past, it was so difficult to find information, and now it's like a treasure trove of information out there. So I think we live in great times.
Depends upon everyone's perspective. And that's a positive outcome then.
Exactly.
The way we think.
You should always be positive in life, because what have you got to lose? Think about it. What's the worst case scenario? Think about it. It's not going to be the end of the life in most cases. So there's nothing to worry in the end, because more important than anything is the emotions, is the thoughts and the feelings. That's more important than any of these things. So in short, if you really want to work on your nervous system, that the nervous system that controls your entire biochemistry and also connects your electrical body to your physical body, then the easiest way to sum it up starts by first working on your mind. So if you're having a lot of negative beliefs and anger, negative emotions, do all those. Also, there's one more thing that I found personally helpful, is to always separate yourself from your thoughts and perceive your thoughts from the third person's perspective. Like, observe your thoughts, see where your thoughts are coming from, why you're having these thoughts, and think about it logically. Why am I thinking this? I mean,
you've got to catch yourself when you're doing that, when you're having those thoughts.
Be more present.
So that's called also self-awareness.
Self-awareness, being more present in the present, not living in the past or the future, right?
Yeah.
Apart from that, as far as water, you have to have your electrolytes in place. So be careful if you're having filtered water. Then, of course, the consumption of fats is really essential. And on that note, if you are suffering from, because a lot of people in today's time, because of fatigue liver,
Or even gallbladder
issues. So you can take, till the time you're working on your liver and gallbladder, you can take bile salts and enzymes, so that, you know, you can make sure that the fat, especially the bile salts or tatka, just to make sure the fats are broken down and uptaken way they are supposed to be. And apart from that, was there anything I missed out?
No, I think that's...
And some herbs that we pointed out, and... So I think that's it for now. We have already run out of time. So anything else you want to add on? Nothing. Okay. So I hope you found value out of this episode. And until next time, we'll be meeting you on Wednesday. Until then, have an amazing weekend.